Call mine's name.
Uh-huh.
If I want Daisy, I holler for Daisy.
All right.
And my bull is Laddie Boy.
Uh-huh.
And my first one was Charlie. I bought him. He was not registered. His father and mother registered. And he didn't have a given name, but my others have been registered. One was I have the Laddie Boy of Scotland now.
Uh-huh.
And I had Glenn Marshall. I called him Glenn.
Mm-hmm. What would you say to a cow at milking time to get her to stand still?
I say behave yourself.
Uh-huh.
But I think there's a name though that
they say something like saw or so.
Yeah, that's right. They say saw. They pronounce it saw, but it's spelled S-O-O-E.
All right. And how would you call horses in from the pasture? You know how they call horses in around here?
Whistle.
Okay. They ever say anything like Kojak or
yes,
Cope?
Yes, yes.
Which one?
Co.
All right. Kojak?
Yes.
Or just Co?
Well, if it's a female, you just say Co.
Uh-huh.
But to a mare.
But what would you say to the male?
Kojak or right. whatever your name
and
is.
And you wouldn't call it a male. You'd call it a... The male would be a...
In a horse.
Yeah.
The male in a horse is just a horse unless he is one that has not been castrated.
Uh-huh.
And the one that has not been castrated, people take their mares to,
uh-huh.
are a stud.
Okay.
S-T-U-D-D.
Right. And they, calls to, any special calls to calves?
I don't think there was. Now, I call mine at the barn now is Jack and Joe. It's not uh-huh. Jack and Jill. I think it's Jack and Jill because Jack Shown got one for me and Joe
uh-huh.
Hawkins the other. So that's why they're Jack and Joe. And I just call them, Jack and Joe, get in here and get your breakfast right quick.
How did you call sheep?
Coo-sheepy.
Coo-sheepy?
Well, I liked that. Okay. When I was teaching out the valley, there's a little girl... A family moved in, had three children, came to school, and they came back in the mountains on the edge of Virginia, North Carolina over there, and they never had been to school much, and they were great big girls, and they didn't know how to play like our children did, and one little girl came in just a-crying one day, and she said, Miss, these old girls won't play with me. I said, now, I'll see if these girls play with you. What's the matter? She said, they won't play coo-sheepy with me. Well, I went out to see what's the matter. They didn't know what coo-sheepy was.
I see. That was a little
they
game.
Didn't know how to play with her.
A little game.
And I said, yeah. I don't either. You tell me how, and we'll all play with you.
Uh-huh.
And it was a ring-around circle.
Uh-huh.
And she got in the middle, and she'd say, coo-sheepy, and point at one.
Uh-huh.
And that one was supposed to run in there right quick, and she ran back and got her place. It was a right nice game,
uh-huh.
good exercise game. But my children just stand there dumbfounded. They didn't know what coo-sheepy was. She couldn't explain to them, but she told me about it, and I caught it.
How'd you call pigs?
Piggy.
All right.
Sue Piggy.
All right. And the calls to chickens?
Chicky. Chicky, chicky, chicky. And some people go, tick, 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 tick.
Uh-huh, okay.
I never get on that tune.
The things which you'd hold when you're driving a horse. Are the
reins.
And then how about when plowing?
Plow lines.
And the
tick lines.
Things you put your feet in. On a
stirrup.
And the horse that walks, there are two
certain
horses.
Gates.
Yeah,
oh.
Well, no, in the plowing. The one horse is called one name.
The lead horse and the... Hall, let's see. How was that now? There's a name for that.
They call it the off horse?
Yes, the off horse is the one that, there's a lead horse and the off horse. Yeah. That's
where does the lead horse walk?
The lead horse is on the right.
He walks right down in the?
In the furrow.
Right.
And the off horse is on the left, and his feet are up on this place that's turning right behind him.
Uh-huh.